Imagine stepping into an imposing glass and steel skyscraper, stumbling through the doors of a powerful CEO's office, and finding yourself face to face with a man whose penetrating gray eyes seem to see right through you. This is precisely what happens to Anastasia Steele when she reluctantly agrees to interview billionaire Christian Grey for her roommate's college newspaper. Their first meeting crackles with tension. Anna fumbling with the recorder, dropping her notebook, asking awkward questions, while Christian responds with measured control that occasionally slips when she challenges him unintentionally. Despite their obvious differences, she in her borrowed suit, he in tailored gray that costs more than her car, something electric passes between them. When she bites her lip nervously, his mask momentarily falls. When she questions his need for control, his rehearsed answers falter. As she leaves, his goodbye sounds more like a challenge than a farewell, and he watches her depart with a gaze both possessive and vulnerable. This first encounter establishes the fundamental tension that will define everything that follows: control versus spontaneity, power versus vulnerability, darkness versus light. Anna becomes increasingly fascinated with Christian Grey after their interview, replaying their awkward conversation and his commanding presence. When he unexpectedly appears at her hardware store job purchasing cable ties, masking tape, and rope, these ordinary items take on mysterious significance. Their fingers touch while exchanging items, sending electricity through Anna's body. Their connection thrives on contrast, Christian's calculated pursuit versus Anna's bewilderment at his interest. She questions why someone powerful, wealthy, and handsome would be attracted to a plain college student. Yet Christian seems captivated by her authenticity, her unfiltered responses, and lack of pretense. Their early interactions establish a pattern of his need to control colliding with her natural resistance. He sends her expensive first-edition Thomas Hardy books while claiming he's not the man for her. He rescues her from a drunken situation, then scolds her about being reckless. This push-pull dynamic creates an irresistible momentum, drawing both deeper into their relationship. The turning point comes when Christian flies Anna to his Seattle penthouse and reveals his true nature. After presenting her with a non-disclosure agreement, he shows her his playroom, not video games as she naively imagines, but a red-walled chamber equipped with BDSM equipment. "I don't make love, I fuck hard," he states bluntly, explaining he's a dominant seeking her submission. This creates the central conflict. Can Anna accept Christian's darkness? Can his need for control accommodate her independence? What makes this moment powerful is that Anna has already developed feelings for Christian. Her choice isn't simply about unusual sexual practices. It's about loving someone whose desires stem from trauma. Christian's worldview frames relationships as power exchanges with defined roles. His contract dictates everything from Anna's diet to how she should address him. Yet even as he presents these rigid terms, he shows unprecedented willingness to negotiate, suggesting how she's already affecting him. When Christian discovers Anna is a virgin, he's shocked and initially angry she didn't disclose this sooner. This revelation forces him to temporarily adopt a gentler approach, revealing vulnerability beneath his controlled exterior. Anna's inexperience creates a stark contrast with Christian's expertise, positioning her as a blank slate with him as her only reference for physical pleasure. Their first intimate encounter reveals Christian's complexity. Despite his dominant tendencies, he's attentive to her comfort, showing unexpected tenderness. "You have the most beautiful skin, pale and flawless. I want to kiss every single inch of it," he tells her, displaying a reverence that contradicts his earlier clinical descriptions of sex. This dynamic challenges both characters. For Anna, physical pleasure deepens her emotional attachment. For Christian, her virginity represents a purity he both desires and fears corrupting. He's simultaneously proud to be her first and concerned about the responsibility, creating an alternating pattern of gentle and dominant behaviors that drives their early relationship. Christian's detailed contract forms the central framework for their relationship, outlining everything from sexual activities to diet, exercise, and grooming. It represents his attempt to contain their relationship within defined parameters, making emotional connection as structured as his business dealings. Their negotiations reveal both characters' priorities. Christian insists Anna eat regularly, exposing his childhood hunger issues. Anna pushes back against clothing rules to maintain her independence. Each concession reveals something deeper about them in this dance of power and vulnerability. The contract ultimately represents Christian's misunderstanding that emotions can be contained within legal parameters. Anna never actually signs the document despite participating in the activities it describes. Her resistance shows her hope that their connection might evolve beyond the rigid dom sub dynamic Christian initially proposes. As their relationship progresses, we discover Christian's complex past, early childhood deprivation, an inappropriate relationship with an older woman during his adolescence, and physical evidence of early trauma, all contributing to his adult need for emotional barriers and control. Christian's psychological journey becomes clear when he shares his early history. Born to a mother struggling with substance dependency who passed away when he was 4, leaving him alone and vulnerable for several days. "That's why physical contact is difficult for me," he explains, demonstrating how early experiences influenced his adult relationships. His perception that his first intimate relationship provided acceptance in the only way he understood reveals how his concept of love became associated with complicated power dynamics. What makes Christian a compelling character, despite his controlling tendencies, is this fundamental vulnerability. His sleep disturbances, aversion to physical contact, and protective behavior toward Anna's well-being reveal the impacts of childhood trauma beneath his successful exterior. When Anna questions his need for dominance, Christian explains, "I like the control it gives me, Anastasia." Having experienced severe powerlessness in his early years, adult Christian creates an environment where he can maintain emotional safety through careful management of his surroundings. The novel culminates in the fundamental incompatibility between Anna and Christian. After experiencing his punishment, Anna confronts the reality that she can't fulfill his needs. "I've fallen in love with you, Christian," she confesses, only for him to respond fearfully, "No, that's wrong." Their final conversation reveals the central conflict. "I know what I want, and you can't give it to me, and I can't give you what you need." This impossible choice resonates because it reflects real relationship dilemmas. Christian's sexual preferences stem from trauma, while Anna's desire for traditional romance expresses her authentic emotional needs. What makes their separation poignant is that both have already begun changing for each other. Christian has slept with Anna and introduced her to his family, both unprecedented. Anna has explored unfamiliar sexual territory and discovered new aspects of herself. The final scene of Anna weeping with the deflated Charlie Tango balloon captures the novel's emotional core, the pain of loving someone you cannot have. Have we ever truly loved someone we knew we couldn't keep? 50 Shades presents these questions vividly, leaving us to wonder if two people so fundamentally different might find their way back to each other.